Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. The snag about having relatives to stay is that that's exactly what they do, usually for months and months. Now, one exception to this is Mrs. Povey's sister, who never outstays her welcome as far as Captain Povey's concerned. She can't very well outstay it when she's not even welcome in the first place, can she? Alas and alack and pity poor Povey, for her annual visit is just about to start.
Henry Povey!
Yes, my lord.
Forward!
Here I am, my love.
Good boy. Now, let's have a look at you. Show hands. Now, the back. Ah, just as I expected, a tide mark.
Well, my love, I've only just finished taking the ashes out of that beautiful kitchen boiler you gave me for my birthday.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear you're looking after it. But remember this. Heaven help you if you'll get your little damper caught again when I'm in the bath.
It was an accident, my love. I wanted to be sure you had plenty of hot water.
Well, you did that all right. Even in the water out of the comb tap was boiling. And the tank kept going whoompa, whoompa, whoompa in the airing cupboard until I expected to be blown out into the street starkers.
Wish you had been.
What?
I meant I wish you had been there to see me fighting to free my little damper. I used wrenches. I bashed it with the hammer. I jammed the poker in the handle. I kicked it.
Did you? A nice way to treat my little gift, I must say. Well, I'll examine it later. Now, let's have a look at you.
I've got a clean shirt on, my love. And there's a crease in my trousers.
Henry Purvey, don't be coarse. I told you before about mentioning gentlemen's lower wearing apparel in my presence. This is not the Folies Bergère.
Well, it would have been if you'd been blown out of the bath when you were starting.
Henry!
Sorry, pardon, my love.
I can see my sister Valentina coming to visit us just in time. She and I will soon have you sorted out, my lad.
How true, my love. I haven't forgotten her last visit.
Quiet! That'll be dear Valentina now. Now stand by to receive guests. Head up, chest out, feet together. Smile. Right. Hold it while I answer. Come in, Valentina, dear. Well, it's nice to see you.
Likewise. How's your husband doing?
Jumping job post. You've had him stuffed.
No, she hasn't. This is my smile of welcome.
Then kindly take it off.
Bags, Henry. You're forgetting yourself again. Bags.
What? But I've got them on. I had a quick... I see the suitcases. Yes, I'll take them up at once, my love.
Ramona, he's definitely gone downhill.
Never mind, Valentina, dear. Now that you're here, we'll soon tame the brute between us. Uncouth little tyrant. No, he's not been the same since Admiralty let him have those two girls in his outer office, you know.
Ramona, you should never have allowed that.
No, I only just heard about it. Still, not to worry. Now that you're here, Casanova's days are numbered, all right.
Yes, I might have known it would be you, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, sorry, pardon, sir. Are you going to see Captain Povey?
Well, not exactly. You going in to see him?
Well, not him, exactly, sir.
Oh. You're just passing his office, eh?
No. But don't let me hold you up if you're passing it.
I wasn't going to, pass it, actually.
Oh. You weren't thinking of popping in to see the girls, by any chance?
Oh, good heavens, no. Were you?
Oh, certainly not, sir. I'm on duty.
So am I. Well, you better cut along back to the ship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We could go back together, sir.
Well, yes, I suppose we could.
Were you heading anywhere in particular?
Me? No. Just looking around.
To see if the girls are about.
Exactly.
No!
I caught you. You were going in to see the girls.
Well, so were you.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, it's, of course, I mean, nobody said if a chap was just not, well, it's no use of anybody. How could you possibly?
Sir?
Well?
Shall we join the ladies?
Good idea.
Judy, don't look now.
What?
The heavenly twins have arrived.
Good morning, girl.
Lovely day.
Well, we wouldn't know. Ever since Mrs. Povey's sisters turned up at his house, we haven't even seen the light of day.
We're working overtime at night.
Yes, we had noticed. Well, one of you will jolly well have to have an evening off tonight.
Now, just a minute. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Look, with due respect, sir, I don't see why you should be interested in the girls' off-duty times.
Oh, don't you?
No.
Well, I don't see why you should.
Well, if you must know, I happen to have two tickets for a show tonight.
Well, so have I.
You have?
Yes, I have. Any objection to that?
I may have.
Take no notice. It's a little game they play. I'll take 6-4. It ends with a punch-up behind the nappy.
Not likely.
No fear.
I can't say I blame you. Neither of us can go out anyway.
But this is ludicrous. We've been working late for a week now.
Every day since Captain Povey's sister-in-law arrived, to be exact. When Mrs. Povey rings up every hour to see if he's really working late, the sound of our typing makes it sound more authentic.
Yes, very ingenious. I should have thought she'd have been a bit put out at the idea of his being here with two pretty girls all evening.
She doesn't know. When she's on the phone, he refers to us as Charlie and Fred.
Well, how about Charlie or Fred coming out tonight?
Charlie can't.
Neither can Fred.
Oh, bother. I wanted to take one of you chaps to a show.
Yes, so did I.
But you don't understand. I got the last two tickets.
Well, that's odd. So did I.
Tickets for what, Leslie?
Well, as you know, it's the Festival of Patani Land, yeah, and they've sent several theatrical companies over here.
Go on.
I was going to, actually. Well, I've got the last two tickets for the first performance of the Patani Land Alley Oop Without Net State Circus.
Sounds fascinating. What tickets have you got, Stephen?
Funnily enough, the last two for the first performance of the Patani Land Alley Oop Without Net State Circus.
Well, I have a feeling I already know, but where did you both manage to get these last two tickets?
From Chief Petty Officer Pratt. We.
Surprise, surprise.
Right, that does it. I think the next move is to sort out the English box office agent for Patani Land's festival year. Come along.
I don't care if you are the sole agent in England, Chief. I still say 30 bob for a ticket is a flaming liberty.
Well, you suit yourself, Goldstein. I'm not forcing you to buy. I'm merely giving you the opportunity of a lifetime to purchase the very last ticket for the Patani Land Bully for the Bard, all singing, all dancing, I Thetford.
Well, I don't want it.
You don't want it?
Yes,
no.
You do.
No, I don't. You do. You're in for a right old musical treat, my son.
It better be good or I want my money back. Back.
No mistake can be rectified after leaving Pertwee's counter, and you've left. Good morning. Nick?
Good morning, Chief.
Oh, hello. Good morning, Mr. Baker. Nice to see you, sir. For the paltry sum of £2.10, I can let you have the last ticket for the world premiere of Patani Land first film, Carry On Coconut Collector.
I say, can you really?
Is it?
Yeah, it's not one of those beastly three-dimensional films, is it?
No, no, sir, no.
Oh, good. Last time I went to one of those, I had rather an unnerving experience.
Go on, sir. Did they sort of come at you out of the screen?
I'll say they did. You see, it was Robin Hood,
mm-hmm.
And I spent the whole time ducking out of the way of flying arrows.
Yes, well, it's when the lady beside you says, kindly keep your flaming hands to yourself. I'm Maid Marian. You want to worry about
it. Good morning, Chief.
We've come to get our back money. No. I mean, we want to ticket our returns.
Yes.
No, we want our back scratched.
We
can't go to the Portaniland alley-oop without Net State Circus, Chief. Unfortunately, the girls are still having to work late, so we'd like our money back.
You thought it
was... Next. Now, just a minute.
No, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Couldn't you get the girls to work late another night?
Yeah, they're working late every night since old Thundergut's sister-in-law turned up.
Oh, yes, I've heard about that. All, sir, is I can't arrange for you to have a refund. I reckon the only solution is to get rid of Captain Povey's panic.
Oh, agreed, Chief, but easier said than done.
Well, I reckon the only way out is to produce a sort of decoy. It's someone who take their minds off old Thundergut for a bit.
I don't think I quite know what you're getting at, Chief.
Another man, sir. What's needed is a gent who makes Mrs. Povey think that old Thundergut is the cat whiskers.
I take it you have someone in mind, Chief. I've never known you start one of these deep-laid plots without having all the minor details ironed out.
Yes, minor details, like who it is that's going to end up in the muck.
Yes, how well you know me.
Yes.
Well, I happen to remember, sir, a visit that the Povey household had from a certain naval officer, gent called, Snogger Pettigrew, some while ago.
Good gracious, yes, Mrs. Povey's first boyfriend.
Yes. What, the one that came here to test Leslie's navigation and left shaking his head.
That's it, sir. The very one. Well, you may recall, sir, that Mrs. P kept telling Captain Povey how much better off she would have been if she'd married Snogger Pettigrew.
Yeah, she kept telling Snogger that, too.
You'd never get him anywhere near here again, Chief.
Oh, I wouldn't, sir, no. But a certain relative of mine at Admiralty, who happens to be his immediate superior officer, would. He wouldn't have no choice.
It's amazing how well-placed your relatives seem to be.
Well, the family's been sorting itself out to soft numbers since 1797.
Where's Captain Pettigrew's now?
Oh, he's in security, sir. Yeah, so I thought that if my relative happened to suggest that there was a spy in Captain Povey's squadron, well, he'd have to pop down here and investigate the matter, wouldn't he? Of course, he won't want to come along, seeing as how Mrs. P chased him all round Pompey last time.
Yes, cool. She did her slightly elderly nut.
Yes, exactly, sir. She might be in a slight panic if he has to come anywhere near here again.
Oh, he might indeed.
Yeah, precisely, sir. So I thought that we might show him a way out of his predicament. Yes.
Out of his what?
Earl, sir. You see, if he acts like a waster, sir, you know, a sort of Rue, you know, well, then Mrs. P won't have no truck with him, and at the same time, she'll smile sweetly upon old Thundergut from a great height.
Yes, I see what you're getting at. We shall have to tip old Thundergut off about what we're getting Snogger to do, of course, but we can cope with that.
And I'll meet Captain Pettigrew off the trail and explain what he's got to do if he don't want to get involved with Mrs. P again.
Oh, and what do I have to do?
Keep out of it.
Henry Povey, what are you doing in the sitting room?
Standing, my love.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. I'm not having you denting my two scatter cushions before dear Franklin arrives.
I wouldn't dream of it, my love. We must make sure that Snogger...
Franklin?
Franklin is quite comfortable, mustn't we?
Henry Povey, you're not well. Either that or you're up to something. I don't know what's going on here, but before Valentina left, we both decided you were up to something dodgy.
Valentina left? I didn't know she'd gone.
Well, of course she has. I wanted to enjoy dear Franklin's company all to myself. Ah, that'll be him. Now stand by to receive Franklin. Into the hall. March.
Yes, my love.
That'll do. Wait. Good boy. Head up. Chest out. Smile. Now hold it while I open the door.
Ramona!
Franklin, it's been so long.
Absolute ages. One worked so hard, you understand?
No, you're a great man, Franklin.
I was, Ramona, I was. But more of that later. How is Henry keeping me?
Jumping Jodhpurs, you've had him stop.
Well, this is my smile.
Silence! I'm not having you turn on my little friends like that, you monster.
Sorry, pardon?
Franklin, forgive me for asking, but where's your beautiful motor?
Gone, Ramona, gone. I've come all the way by bike. I had to sell the car to try and put money back in my office safe at Admiralty before it was discovered to be missing.
What?
I lost heavily on the GGs, you know, and my bookmaker was no gentleman. Of course, I should never have joined up with the race gang in the first place. But then that's life, isn't it?
I think I must sit down for a minute. Henry?
Yes, madam.
Chair.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Chair, you idiot, not cheer. Never mind. I think I'll go and get my smelling salts instead. This is a great shock, Franklin. I just can't think of you as an embezzler.
Not to worry, not to worry. They can't prove a thing now. I fiddled the books.
Oh, no. Worse and worse. Wait here, both of you. I can't go along.
Well, Henry, how do you think it's going?
She's lapping it up. Now, don't forget the bit about how lucky she was to marry me and how I'd have saved her from the disgrace your kind of life would have brought her.
I'll do that next. What's it? I can hear her coming up.
What? Oh,
well, I'm sorry, Snog. I mean, Franklin. But I think your behavior is that of a cat.
Oh, come off it, Henry, old man. What's a bit of smuggling when you're in a jam? Dodge the crash at all costs, I say. Can't be too fussy when the razor boys are off you.
Stop!
What?
I have something to say. I've been having a little think. And I realize, Franklin, that all your troubles are my fault.
What?
Don't say what, Henry, say pardon. Now, it's obvious to me, Franklin would never have gone off the rails like this if he'd had the love and devotion of a good woman beside him. Now, I should have been that woman. If I hadn't deserted him all those years ago, none of this would have happened.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, would, oh, yes. Oh, yes, my type always end up the same way, you know. Fortunately, you married Henry. Steady, reliable, dependable old Henry.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. He couldn't get in a jam if he tried. No, Franklin. You're the one that really needed my guidance, and I failed you. Still, never too late to mend.
What?
I shan't tell you again, Henry. Not what, pardon.
Sorry, Mother.
Franklin, you must stay here with us until I've set you back on the straight and narrow path again, no matter how long it takes.
Oh, no, I can't. I couldn't. I shouldn't.
No, you're too late. I insist upon it.
Hello, sir. How's it going? Everything under control?
No, it's something well isn't. She's taken him under her wing and he's staying here permanently.
Oh, I say, what a clanger. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, hello, hello. That's me. Answer me, do you hear?
I can't, sir. I've hung up.
Hello, 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 hello.
And what's more, Chief, there wasn't one of them who could sing in tune from start to finish. And they didn't even finish together, neither, come to think of it. Call it a nice Stedford. An horrible hubbub and hullabaloo, that's what it was.
Now, look here,
and the Morris dancing. Oh, well, I'll say this for it. It was terrible dancing, but it was the best giggle I've had in years.
Yeah, that goes, Taylor.
Yeah, they were slapping their thighs in each other's faces and hands until one of them hit a bit too hard, see? And that started the fight. And in the end, the one with the stick had to clobber the lot of them. And the first aid tent never had it so good.
Now, look, Goldstein, you can go on like this all day, but you're not getting your money back, right?
Oh.
Right, next.
Good morning, Chief.
Lovely day.
Next.
Now, just a minute. Did you manage to get rid of all our tickets for the Pataniland alley-oop without Net State Circus?
Yeah, well, I toyed. I toyed with that idea, sir, but after careful consideration, sir, I rejected it. Here, offer. It was only fair for me to try and put the matter right, you know.
Now, I wonder how much more this brainwave is going to cost.
Practically nothing. Taking into consideration money's due, another couple of quid sees you set up with the last four tickets for the Pataniland ever-decreasing circle six-day bicycle race. With bells on.
I say. That's a bargain, if you like, eh? I said, do the bells actually ring, Chief?
Oh, yes, they tingling, tingling like fun all the time.
Mr. Phillips, before you get carried away by the sales talk, don't forget that the girls are still working late every night, thanks to the chief's Operation Ditch Pettigrew scheme.
Yes, well, the best light plans of Nathan men. Off gang audible on you, sir.
I say they do. It's worse than ever now.
Oh, well, not to panic, moderate, sir. Not panic. I've been consternating on this problem.
What?
Consternating. Yes. And I reckon there's just one thing that Mrs. P won't stand for. I'll have a word with Captain Pettigrew shortly, sir. But in the meantime, if you care to snap up these last tickets for the Batani Land ever-decreasing circle six-day bicycle race with bells on, I'll be only too pleased to oblige.
Hello? Admiralty Security Brownshaw. What? Never mind who this is. Walls have ears. What? Oh, very well. It's Captain Norris speaking, but don't breathe a word. Another report from Pettigrew, eh? Send the report up at once. Goodbye.
No, do get out of my way, some of you! Norris, where the blazes are you?
Oh, no, the Admiral. I'm in here, sir. First on the right.
Turn on the light? You cuckoo, why on earth should I turn on the light at 10 o'clock in the morning? Well, what do you want? Because I'm the Admiral, I'm jolly busy admiraling.
I thought you were the one who wanted to see me, sir.
Now then, about this chap Pettigrew. It looks as if he's onto something down in Portsmouth, you know.
We've just had another report in from him, sir. He reckons, after intercepting certain code signals, that there is definitely someone down there who is in direct communication with a foreign power.
Oh, do stop waffling, Norris. We've got the answer. I want you to get the first train down to Portsmouth and see if you can give Pettigrew a hand. Got to track this spy chap down somehow. Well, that's all. I've gone. Gangway, Admiral coming through. Where's
me office? Hey, where's me office? Ah, Wren Cornwall, any messages this morning?
No, sir, but Captain Pettigrew and CPO Pertwee are in your office, sir.
Right, I'd better go and see what's going on.
Poor Hugh Henry. Pertwee has just outlined another plan, which I think may do the trick. Yes, it might well. He's a shrewd one, that one.
It's nothing, sir. Thank you all the time, but it's nothing, sir.
What is the great scheme this time?
Well, never mind that for the present, Henry. There's something much, much more serious. I've discovered through the signals office that there is definitely someone here who's in touch with the foreign power and communicating with them by code.
What? Yes. What of all the low tricks?
Yes.
Call out the guard! Have him yet! Bring him in the bloody tower before he endangers himself! Your courage, lad! Your resolution! Your chivalry! We'll never be the Nick in New Kent.
Oh, be quiet, Pertwee. Be quiet.
Sorry, son.
Yes?
Mrs. Pertwee's in the outer office, sir. And she says she demands access to your hidey hole.
Oh. Well, send her in at once. It's the wife. Pertwee, what does this pass?
I'm sure you gents can manage very, very
Henry Pertwee, what is the name of this little game?
Game, my love?
That's what I said. And it goes for Jar Franklin, too. I haven't seen a sign of either of you from morning until night for a week now.
Well, I'm afraid I'm partly to blame for that, Mrs. P. You see, I happened to inadvertently discover a little something. And these two gentlemen here are at the good of ground, as you might say.
What?
Not what. Pardon, my lord.
Yeah, well, I sort of reported to Admiralty, Mrs. P, that there was some suspicious goings-on in the dockyard, as you might say. And that I thought there was a spy ring at work.
Well, what of it? How does that affect Henry and Fenton?
Well, unfortunately, it seems that Captain Pettigrew was the ringleader. He's been selling our secrets to a foreign power, madam, the end.
Franklin, is this true?
I'm afraid so, yes. But it's all right. I've got the perfect alibi. Being sent down here from security, I'm naturally above suspicion. And my report definitely proves that the spy is Henry.
What, me? Why, you dirty double fuzzy...
Relax. It's the plan. It's the plan.
Something well better work, then.
Oh, stop mumbling, you two. Franklin Pettigrew, how very dare you besmirch my good name. I'm not having the name of Pervy dragged through the muck for your misdemeanor.
But I...
I am not having a man like Henry, A solid, law-abiding, dependable man like Henry. Carry the cam, you're hanky-panky.
But I...
How can you stand that and deliberately turn on your sweet, easy-going Henry has beyond my comprehension?
Yes, and mine too.
When I want your help, I'll ask for it.
But I...
Quiet, Henry. Ramona's doing the blasting.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but this is Captain Norris from security. It's rather urgent.
All stages. Seize him. There's your man, Franklin Pedigree. He's a spy.
I can soon clear this up, Norris, old man.
Splendid. You're under arrest. We haven't broken the code you've been using, but we have intercepted the signals you've been sending.
Signals? What signals?
That one here. It reads... Two doubles for six. D, stop. B, stop. R, stop. Required. Signed, P, agent in Britain. This code signal... This code signal was sent to a certain foreign power. Need I say more?
Oh, yes, please do. Stop. I mean, up to now, I haven't understood a word. You never do, so don't fret.
Pettigrew's knows all right. Come on, Pettigrew.
No, but this is ridiculous. I didn't send that signal. The letter P could send for anybody. It could be Povey or Phillips.
Oh, no, now, how could it possibly be Phillips? That starts with an F.
No, Noddy.
Hmm?
It starts with a P.
He is for Pettigrew. He's your man. He's had heaven knows what out of a safe for one thing. And he's cooked the books. He told me the whole story, the blackguard.
Did he indeed? Well, perhaps you and Captain Povey would accompany me to the dockyard police, and we'll sort this out.
But I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
See you lot later.
Aye, aye, sir. Two doubles for six DBR. Signed P, agent in Britain.
Yes, well, I wouldn't worry about that. I mean, if Admiralty can't break the code, there's no sense in our doing our nuts.
It's odd, though. It seems to ring a bell, doesn't it?
Ring a... Yeah, well, I'll be pushing off, but I'll just remember that.
Of course, ring a bell. Two doubles for six-day bicycle race. Signed P for Pertwee, not Pettigrew. You've been sending to Pataniland for those tickets through Admiralty Signals Office.
Yes, well, well, you could put it like that, sir, yeah. Still, my little plan worked all right, didn't it, sir? I knew Mrs. P wouldn't have the family honour go for a Burton.
Oh, quite. Well, Snogger. We'll have to get him out of the tower sometime.
Yes, well, I'll get that relative of mine onto that, sir. But in the meantime, it does mean that the girls won't be working late tonight, doesn't it, sir?
Yes.
Yes. So how about the very last four tickets for the Patani land up on the terrace and talk about State Ballet Company?
No, Chief.
Positively the first and the last appearance in this country, sir. See the dance of the seven palm leaves. Don't miss the bitter path through the pampas. Only four leaves left, sir. Four seats left, sir. And then...
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, Captain Pettigrew was Ronnie Barker, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, Captain Norris was Michael Bates, and Judy was played by Judy Cornwell. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott-Johnston. ¶¶